It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We are back with another great destination and more great information. And I also have back with me is my main road buddy, Doc Bill, who was traveling in some really fantastic places all the way down to Chile and over to the Falkland Islands. So it's good to have you back, Doc Bill.
It's great to be back. It's great to be back in the old USA.
Yeah, did you have a good time?
I had a great time. You know, that location, the Falkland Islands, is just it's a jewel. It's a jewel in the world. It's one of the great places to go.
Just so the listeners know, I've seen the pictures and heard some of the stories, but I know I haven't heard everything. So we'll have to have you and Roger, your travel buddy, come on the next show. Let's do it. Just got back, because I think the listeners would be fascinated by all of the wildlife that you guys saw and just the access that you had to that, really just that area.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know about all that.
We'll definitely do that show. It'll be a great one. But one thing I'll say, when you think about wildlife in an abundant amount, from large whales to penguins, to sea lions, to elephant seals, to a variety of seabirds, and tremendous concentrations and miles of different type beaches unspoiled, the Falklands is the place to be.
Well, you know, we talk so much about Sapelo Island down on the coast of Georgia, which is our favorite place to go. And it sounds a little bit similar to that, but it sounds like it's just, 100 times more.
It's bigger, it's more, but again, you reflect and realize that we do have places in Georgia that are like that. And I say before, one of the most difficult things to find in a world with a population of 7 billion people are places that are pristine with few people. And that's going to get harder and harder to find. But we do have places like that here in Georgia, such as Sapelo Island, where you can have the whole beach to yourself.
Well, I love that. And, last weekend also was Valentine's Day, so I'm really glad that you got back for Valentine's Day, because I would have been very disappointed if I would have had to spend Valentine's Day by myself.
I would have been disappointed myself, too.
Yeah, I have to have my candy and my flowers, and I have to have all those things. I'm the girly girl,
Well, we definitely had that for you, and we had a great Valentine's Day.
We had a wonderful Valentine's Day, and I know our listeners had great Valentine's Day, too. And one of the really neat things about Valentine's Day is that that's a great day for proposals. That people, think about, well, hey, Valentine's Day, this is my opportunity to say, will you marry me?
It is. And it's a time to set a place and say, not only say it, but pick a place where you're going to say it at.
So that's what I want to talk about today, because in the travel industry, destination weddings are becoming really the trend. They're becoming the thing. And people are really choosing that over the traditional wedding of getting married in your childhood church or your childhood chapel. And they're choosing these wonderful destinations and places to go to, have this wonderful wedding that they can also combine maybe with their honeymoon, or go a couple of weeks, and just have a great time as opposed to just doing everything right at home. So destination weddings are certainly the thing. As a matter of fact, I found some statistics and found that 16% of marriages are destination weddings. So as I said, it's really becoming the popular thing to do. And a lot of people are paying for them, themselves. So you're not looking for dad to foot that bill of that, big, big fancy wedding at the chapel and the hotel with the big fancy room with all the decoration. You can just use nature in a lot of these cases with destination weddings. So it's really, just a great thing. So I think Valentine's Day, we probably have some listeners out there that really need to pick up their pen, get their paper, because we're going to have a lot of great information to share with them. And our guest today will definitely have some wonderful information, because our first guest, that's exactly what she does. She helps people plan those great destination weddings to those beautiful paradise-type locations where the destination is actually your backdrop. So our first guest is Brenda O'Neill, who is the founder and president of With This Ring Destination Wedding and Honeymoon Travel Agency. So she's a travel agent, and she also helps people with the actual planning of the wedding. She's planned over 30 destination weddings in exotic locations from St. Lucia to Mexico and a whole bunch of other beautiful places in between. She has all kinds of certifications. She's including the top 40 travel agents in St. Kitts. And One Love Jamaican Specialist is another credit to her as well. So she's done all kinds of things. So let's bring her right on. Welcome to the show, Brenda.
Thanks, Anita. Appreciate it.
I mean, you've done it all, so you know all about these destination weddings. But, you know, here on the show, we like to start at kind of the basics, kind of the 101 spot. So can you tell us, what is a destination wedding? Because are we just kind of throwing this around without really knowing what we're talking about?
We really aren't. Destination wedding, from my terminology, is anything that's out of the state that you live in. Some people define a destination wedding as anything outside of their local church.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's at least out of your state.
Okay, so in that case then, are there some special kind of planning things I would think that need to be part of that? So what are some of the first things that Bright should take into consideration? Now, I know we are a travel show, so there are a lot of other things, but really from a travel standpoint, what are some of the things that that Bright needs to take into consideration?
Budget is the most important factor. A lot of brides forget about that. They need to understand that, yes, a destination wedding is less expensive than a wedding at home, but it still does have a cost attached to it. So we ask our brides to tell us how much they anticipate spending, and then we ask them how much they would like their guests to spend. The average destination wedding is around $1,100 a person, so guests need to be made aware of that when considering destination weddings. Couples need to take that into account, but they also, if they give their guests time and they understand that their guests may also want to incorporate that into a vacation, it becomes a wonderful experience for everyone involved.
Wow, let me go back to that. So you said that it's about $1,100 per person. So is that that's including the airfare and accommodations? What else is included in that?
That's normally an all-inclusive price, so yes, that does include your air, that includes your hotel, most times it's your meals, your beverages, your airport transfers. So normally you go only into your pocket for tips when you attend a destination wedding that is an all-inclusive one.
Well, you know, that does sound like really a good deal then, because if that's including everything, your guests also can look at this as really a vacation, so they get a chance to take part in the wedding ceremony to be a witness there. But also, it sounds like it's a great vacation for them as well.
It is, and we ask our brides not to over-program the event. Certainly, you want to have a welcome dinner to welcome your guests, to get them introduced to each other, introduce family members. But after that, you need to let them enjoy themselves. A lot of resorts do offer resort credits so that your guests can take advantage of spa treatments, tours, so many other different things. So, yes, it is a win-win for everyone when planned properly and given time.
And I love that spa idea. I would think brides would really look forward to that, too, maybe having something special for the brides and the bridesmaids and maybe the mother of the bride, the mother of the groom, just to kind of have those spa times. And maybe even the guys, too. Do guys use it like that as well?
They do. They do. It is a very stress-free time once a bride is willing to give up control and trust. Because all
that's
you really
hard,
need to
Brenda.
Do is pack. It is very difficult for some. But once they understand it, and they arrive with their bag and all they need is a swimsuit and to show up and be happy, it can truly be a memorable experience for all involved. I have two sons who were married away. The first son was married on the beautiful island of St. Lucia at Windjammer Landing.
Mm.
And we went with 35 guests. And they are still talking now 7 years later about the experience. That was villa style. Everyone took a turn cooking. It was just a wonderful experience.
Well, you know,
2 years ago, my oldest son, Jeffrey, got married at the Hard Rock Punta Cana, and that was an all-inclusive experience, and we traveled with 65 guests.
Wow.
And to this day, everyone is still talking about how much fun they had. The welcome dinner gave the couple a chance to go around and greet their guests and for guests to get to meet each other. And then after the wedding, the reception, we partied long and hard and had a wonderful time. And then after that, it was the guests' turn to do some of the things they wanted to do.
Well, you know, everything that you're saying makes it sound like it's really a more almost a family and friends kind of coming together, you know, for the bride and groom and really celebrating, you know, this event, you know, when you have these destination weddings because everyone's there together. Now, Brenda, I want you to hold on because we have a bunch more questions for you. We do need to take a break. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Back in a minute.